Turl's paw was reaching for the small of his own back, under the jacket. He'd been trying to work out a way to furnish a reason for launching the gas drone day after tomorrow. He suddenly had it, and without stirring up any psychic powers either.
A point and cur, that miserable excuse just hours before. Oh,
exclaimed the hostile Char.
You are clever enough for some people, but I see through you, Turl. I see through you.
Why? What did you think?
Think? I didn't have time to think. When I get home, I can tell them a thing or two. You ain't so smart, Turl. Think I don't know one smoke for another? And people will agree with me when I get home.
Turl shoved 10 inches of stainless steel knife into Char's heart. It was the knife Johnny had given Chrissy. He lowered the sagging body down to the ground. He took a nearby scrap of discarded tarpaulin and covered it. Turl went back to the cage and looked in. The girls were sleeping. The buffalo herd was still moving quietly past the morgue. Turl went back inside. There was more to do tonight, but just now, the party must not realize he had been absent. He joined the psychos who were chanting. They were very drunk. Down at the morgue, men moved carefully, so as not to disturb the buffalo they had drifted in on the place from the plain. The horses were unloaded and gone. Nobody had observed the murder of Char. It was not possible to get that close to the domes without being seen. Those in the morgue continued their work, unaware that a new factor had been entered into planning, one they did not know about and had not predicted. The farewell party continued to racket noise out of the compound, unaware that their guest of honor was missing.